Botanical, a podcast for those who want to forge a deeper connection with nature. I am your host, Michaela Morgan, and on today's episode, we will continue our plant profile series, where I put a spotlight on a favorite herb, essential oil, or plant from my personal herbal monographs, and teach you the botanical name, plant family, therapeutic uses and benefits, and also share some interesting history of the plants that have been around long before us. If you are enjoying this podcast, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at @allthingsbotanical. A small disclaimer here. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast is of a general nature and should not be taken as health advice or a professional health directive. Information is sourced by my own research, which does reference the work of others. I will share links to sources in the episode notes below. Join me as we chat all things botanical. So let's get started. Today we'll be putting a spotlight on eucalyptus. The aroma of eucalyptus is undeniable, and when smelt brings on instant memories of bushwalks and late afternoon dinners in the backyard over summer. Growing up in Australia, we are lucky enough to be surrounded by these gorgeous gum trees on just about every inch of our coastline. Almost all eucalyptus species are indigenous to Australia and are commonly known as gum trees. If you're listening from overseas, you might be wondering, what does eucalyptus look like? Well, I'll give you an easy way to identify them moving forward. I'm sure you all know about one of our native treasures, the cute little koala. Well, the diet of the koala consists entirely on the leaves of the eucalyptus tree. They also call these trees their home, so Google yourself a picture of a koala and look at the trees they have been photographed in, and you'll be able to spot the tall, silvery grey bark and long, thin leaves of the eucalyptus tree. A fun fact about koalas, which I think more people should know, is the name koala actually comes from the indigenous word gulamani, or no drink. Koalas get most of their water content from the eucalyptus leaves they eat, so they don't come down very often to the ground to get water. Anyway, I digress. Eucalyptus trees are tall perennials with silvery grey to brown bark. Each species has distinct leaves, but in general, they are usually long, narrow, and a darker green colour. Their flowers range from cream to yellow and also a pinky red shade. Eucalyptus trees are evergreen, meaning they do not lose their leaves during winter or cold periods and prefer hot, dry conditions to flourish. So what is its botanical name? Eucalyptus is interesting because it has over 600 different species. Its genus is the same as its common name. So for every species, the genus is eucalyptus, and the second word reflects the species or the variety. The species which is used for the oil in medicinal purposes is the Eucalyptus globulus. So what is its plant family? The plant family for eucalyptus is Myrtaceae, also known as the myrtle family. So how do we use eucalyptus? It is antibacterial, meaning it can destroy pathogens, and it is an antiseptic, meaning it can control bacteria. It is an analgesic, meaning it can relieve pain. It is a decongestant, meaning it can help reduce congestion in the respiratory tract. It is a deodorant, meaning it can inhibit or destroy odors. And it is also an expectorant, meaning it helps to expel mucus from the respiratory system. With all that in mind, what is it good for? Eucalyptus is notorious for helping the respiratory system and is well known to be used as part of inhalations and cough lollies. The species of eucalyptus most commonly used to make the essential oil is the Eucalyptus globulus, which has a high content of cineol. Cineol is a natural monoterpene, also known as eucalyptol, and has a proven therapeutic action on the respiratory tract. The oils are extracted from the leaves through steam distillation and are most commonly used to treat congestion. Eucalyptus oil can also be used as an insect repellent, and you can blend it with other antimicrobial oils such as tea tree to make natural cleaning products. I actually make a natural cleaning spray as part of my Santalam Botanicals line, and it leaves no smears or streaks on glass. So if you'd like to purchase, you can head over to our website at www.botanicalpod.com/shop or follow us on Instagram at Santalam Botanicals. Eucalyptus contains constituents which are toxic to humans and most animals when ingested, so using the plant for medicinal purposes is generally kept to the oil form, and you won't find dried eucalyptus leaves to be mixed in with things like tea or infusions. You can, however, use some eucalyptus species for decorative purposes, so for greenery in floral arrangements, in a dried flower installation, and a favorite of mine is hanging a bunch of dried eucalyptus in the shower to create an aromatic steam. So this is really good for your respiratory system and can help clear some congestion first thing in the morning. It also has a really light, crispy aroma that can have a positive impact on your well-being, so give it a try. Eucalyptus works really well with steam, so using eucalyptus oil for inhalations is a really great way to treat a head cold. You just place a few drops, about 1 to 2, of the oil in a bowl of hot water and inhale the volatile oils as they evaporate with the steam. Make sure you don't put your head too close to the water itself and ensure your eyes are closed. The oils are potent and you don't want to burn yourself or damage your delicate eye area. Just a word of caution here. When using essential oils like eucalyptus, it's important to remember they are classified as a poison in Australia. While it may seem obvious not to ingest them, it is important to remember the potency of the oil will be even worse for small children and your pets. So the use of eucalyptus essential oil in a diffuser will actually be toxic for your pets. I would suggest avoiding this method if you do have pets in the house, and for small children, it's best to consult with a qualified aromatherapist on dosage if you're opting for natural remedies to treat common colds. A general rule of thumb is to use no more than 1 drop per 15 ml of carrier oil if you're doing a massage, and no more than 1 drop for a steam inhalation. Make sure you don't put any eucalyptus oil near small children's face or eye areas. So some interesting history of the eucalyptus tree. The name eucalyptus was coined by French botanist C.L. Bruetel, who used the Greek words eu, which means well, and calypto, which means covered, to describe the casing of the flowers, which is thrown off once the flowers bloom. The flowers themselves have no petals. They are actually comprised of several stamens, and it's the caps which protect the flowers from drying out by the harsh sun and from insects. Eucalyptus trees have dormant buds under their bark, which require fire or extreme heat to seed. This has allowed them to survive hundreds of years under harsh conditions like bushfires. If you go back and listen to episode 3, where we deep dive into horticulture with Mark Morgan, he gets into this process in detail. It's really interesting. If you're wanting to have some eucalyptus in your garden, be warned. They're a little bit selfish and they don't actually let other plant life grow underneath their root system. So if you try to plant anything in too close proximity to a eucalyptus tree, you'll find it will struggle to grow. This is because eucalyptus is a little bit greedy and absorbs quite a lot of the nutrients from the soil, so it can leave some of your other plants feeling a little bit malnourished. The tallest and oldest eucalyptus trees can be found in Tasmania. These include the Eucalyptus regnans species, or mountain ash, reaching heights of over 90 metres. Sadly, in Australia, a lot of eucalypt forest continues to fall victim to deforestation from logging and land clearing. But these giants are currently protected in national parks, so if you ever get the chance to go to Tasmania, make sure you go and seek them out and have a look for yourself. Indigenous Australians were the pioneers of using eucalyptus for medicinal purposes. They crushed the leaves and soaked in water for respiratory concerns and created resins from the sap of the tree to dress wounds and relieve pain. The use of eucalyptus for commercial production began in the 1850s when Melbourne botanist Baron von Mueller and pharmacist Joseph Bosito created a distillation plant on the Dandenong Creek. This used the Eucalyptus radiata species, which has a slight peppermint aroma. By the 1800s, the company had firmly established itself as a key Australian export, and it actually still operates today, selling oil under the Bosito's brand. Eucalyptus oil was popular during World War I to help treat influenza and for its antimicrobial properties. It reached its peak in the late 1940s. But since then, the rise of overseas plantations has seen Australian exports decline. Surprisingly, China is currently the world's largest producer of eucalyptus oil. And a fun fact before we wrap up, the Blue Mountains is a famous national park about an hour's drive from Sydney. The park consists of rolling hills and valleys of eucalyptus forests, which look a deep blue colour. The trees themselves, as you know, are green, and this blue tinge is actually an optical illusion where oils from the trees and dust particles in the air combine with water droplets in the air, and they produce short wavelengths of light which reflect blue light, similar to the way a rainbow occurs, but on a smaller scale. Isn't that interesting? The eucalypt forests in Australia are home to a wide variety of bird life. They are critical in ensuring the continuity of these species by providing safe habitat for nesting and shelter from harsh environmental conditions. Next time you go out for a walk, take a journal and see if you can start to identify the different eucalypt species. Taking the time to observe the plant and animal life around you helps to develop a deeper appreciation and connection with the environment. Eucalyptus is a great addition to any home natural medicine kit, but please use it with caution. It can create a great aroma throughout the house when you are cleaning and is a go-to if you have a common cold or head cold. I hope you enjoyed learning a little bit more about eucalyptus and how it can benefit you in your life. Next fortnight, we will continue our industry deep dives, where I chat to those who have made a career from working with plants. Make sure you hit subscribe and follow us on Instagram and share this podcast with your friends.